Hello, this is Ron Clark, and you're listening to Lesson 1 of the Self-Healing Archaeus. I call this technique an archaeus because it's patterned after an alchemical work known as the Archaeus of Water. In this alchemical work, one takes a volume of water and separates it into its elements through a process of distillation. Once the parts are separated and purified, they are recombined or reintegrated, resulting in an empowered water that has faculties it didn't possess before. The self-healing archaeus follows this same alchemical pattern of separation, purification, and subsequent reintegration, but instead of water, our subject is the three-part human body. Like Bardon, the archaeus defines three bodies, which correspond to three realms, mental, astral, and physical. The healing effects of the archaeus are achieved through the conscious manipulation of these three bodies, and most especially through their integration. At every step in the archaeus, one works in conscious cooperation with the pathways of influence and power which nature herself provides. The technique mimics one of nature's most essential processes, integration plus separation plus reintegration, the rhythm of life itself. To this fundamental equation is added the practitioner's own magical will, along with the focus of healing. Lessons 1, 2, and 3 are concerned with the complete awareness of each body and their integration with each of the others. Lesson 1, with the complete awareness, relaxation, and integration of the physical body. Lesson 2, with the complete awareness of the astral body and its conscious integration with the physical body. And Lesson 3, with the complete awareness of the mental body and its conscious integration with the astral and physical bodies. Lesson 4 and 5 are concerned with the passive separation of these bodies, one from the other, and with their subsequent reintegration. During the period of separation, each body naturally achieves a degree of rest unknown to it by any other means. The archaeus takes full advantage of this healing byproduct of their restful solitude. Lesson 6 is concerned with the purification and balancing of each solitary body and the subsequent reintegration of those balanced bodies. This is achieved through the loading of each body with the four elements in their appropriate regions. The final lesson, 7, is concerned with a higher form of integration, that of integrated self-expression, through the consciously unified and elementally balanced physical-astral-mental body. The archaeus is designed to be pursued in conjunction with the work of initiation into hermetics. Lessons 1, 2, and 3, which are focused upon integration, are suitable to any of Bardon's steps. Lessons 4 and 5, however, which are focused upon separation, should only be pursued after the completion of Step 2 and the attainment of the rudimentary elemental equilibrium. Lesson 6, which pertains to manipulation of the four elements, should only be pursued after good progress has been achieved with Step 4 and the work of accumulating the elements. And finally, Lesson 7 should not be undertaken until the work of Step 6 has begun. So, let's move on to the practice of Lesson 1 and the complete awareness, relaxation, and integration of the physical body.